right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Pittsburgh Works. And today, as you heard moments ago, it's all about Petland Pittsburgh Mills. Alan Kaplan is here along with Nan Cohen. And in the wings, the incredible from TV2, the multi-talented Dave Crawley will be here. And listen, you do not want to leave the radio within an earshot. You want to stay close because truly one of the best people on the planet, Dave Crawley from KD Country and TV2 will be here, right?
We're all sitting here with our books, okay? I'm so happy because I have the cat. If the cat comes home, I have the dog.
So we have a complete set.
I am over the top. I can't wait.
It's always nice to go home and read to your pet, too. You know, if you're going to read to your pet, this is the material that you want to read. Dave Crawley coming up. It's animalherokids.com. We'll come back. Much more still to come on Pittsburgh Works. All right. So one more time. It's Animal Hero. Dave Crawley coming up. It's animalherokids.com. We'll come back. Much more still to come on Pittsburgh Works. Of course, we'll go down in history as one of Pittsburgh's iconic broadcasters. We'll come back. Much more still to come. News Radio 1020, KDK, animalhero.com.
What if you buy a dog a cell phone? You think that makes much sense? Well, here's what I think would happen if you bought a dog a cell phone and told the dog to stay in touch. Is that going to work?
No.
I bought my dog a cell phone. I didn't mind the cost. I figured I could call him whenever he got lost. But when I dialed his number and asked, "Where are you now?" his answers were not helpful. Just woof and bow wow wow.
That was pretty silly, wasn't it?
Oh. I kind of liked it.
That's the fourth time I've heard that today. I laugh every time.
You know, they always say that space is the final frontier. I think Dave Crawley's mind is the final frontier. He is a true crown jewel. He's a blessing to our region and to pets everywhere. Let's welcome from KDKA TV2 and, of course, KD Country, Mr. Dave Crawley to KDK. Good afternoon, David.
Thank you, Rob. And yes, I do have a very spacey mind. That helps a lot.
You know what? I get it, though. That's what I love about David. God, he's great.
That's the first time Alan heard that.
And it is. I'm cracking up.
The smile just came over him.
You've never bought your dog a cell phone?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even bought my kids a cell phone yet.
Well, that's probably smart as well.
Oh, man. You got it.
Well, that was
it.
Something I make a lot of school visits.
When you could hear the kids in the background, too, and how much they enjoyed it.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun. I have more fun than they do, though.
Sounds like it. So we were here, Dave. What are we here to promote today?
Well, we got my wife has a Facebook page called Animal Hero, and I'm the pet laureate for Animal Hero Kids, which is one of the divisions of Animal Hero. A lot of times I visit schools on my own, but sometimes Laurel goes with me, and one of the things we try to do is get kids to really care about animals, to improve. I mean, the official name would be the Animal Hero Bond. Actually, her slogan is Loving Life with Animals. Animal Hero Kids, Loving Life with Animals. And that's what we try to get across, along with some silliness like you just heard.
Well, yeah, and I can certainly relate to both, actually. Well, you were telling me, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you were telling me about how you think that when the child starts to take care of a pet or be more humane to a pet, how it also helps them as they mature in life. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
Absolutely, because actually Laurel has a master's degree in art therapy, and for her thesis, she did a story on a boy whose father would torment animals. So this kid, through art therapy, she was trying to get him to not grow up the same way. And that's the same thing that we're trying to do with Animal Hero and Animal Hero Kids. We're trying to get kids to not get into that pattern where they are bullying first the animals, then each other, and
yeah, you know, and you see that every day, too, and it's a shame. So I think that's a fantastic concept.
I have a poem for you, by the way.
Okay,
this is
that
from
sounds
the Dog
great.
Poems book. You told me you have a bulldog. So I
do,
got
a Frenchie.
This is called No Beautiful Bulldogs. And this is about loving animals, too, I think. You won't find a beautiful bulldog, no matter how hard you may try. With a low-hanging jowl and a permanent scowl, he isn't a glamorous guy. His head is too big for his body. His body is shaped like a pear. He's stubby and lumpy and always looks grumpy, but such a description's unfair. Bulldogs aren't meant to be lovely. They're not meant to scamper and leap. They're loyal and gentle, so it's fundamental that beauty is only fur deep.
That's fantastic, and how accurate.
You can read that to your bulldog.
I will.
I could just say go on and on and on.
Okay, so answer the question. Let's break some news here. Do you like dogs more than cats or vice versa?
You would be amazed how many times I get that
question. I heard it in the hallway again today.
Yeah. And I get it more from cat lovers, I think, than from dog lovers, simply because maybe they have a little bit of a complex. Because, you know, sometimes people say cats aren't lovable. Well, that's not the case. Cats are a reflection of who you are. And if you treat the cat really well, the cat will treat you really well. We have a wonderful cat named Lucky Tiger, and his full name's Lucky Holiday Tiger because he came meowing outside a Holiday Inn 16 years ago where Laurel was staying, skinny, frightened, hungry. She went down, snuck the cat into the room, and fed him. All she had were saltine crackers, which he gobbled up, and she brought him home, and now he's a very happy, healthy cat.
And now he just asks for some Campbell's tomato soup whenever he shows up. It's a great combination. But how'd the whole poem thing start?
Well, with me, as far as poems in general, I wrote my first poem when I was in the fifth grade. It was a poem called Lemon and Lime. I just read a whole bunch of books by Theodore Geisel. You know who he is?
No.
Well, his middle name was Seuss.
Ooh,
so you decided.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely. And so I wrote a poem called Lemon and Lime, and it's about a kid that swallows a dime by mistake and swallowed the dime instead of the lime, which made the storekeeper mad, and then he coughs it up and he leaves. And so that was my first ever poem. And after that, I said, whoa, that's kind of cool. Can I do that again? And then I wrote another one, and I thought, maybe being bad at math isn't so bad after all.
But the whole rhyming thing, I mean, long before there was 50 cents, you were talking about a dime, okay? So it's amazing when you think about it. Did it come natural to you, Dave?
Well, first of all, back then a dime was 50 cents now.
Yeah. Touché.
But it does come naturally. In fact, when I'm in schools, one of the things I do is we call it construct a poem. I'll make up a poem right there on the spot. I'll have the kids give me these different ideas, and the more outlandish, the better, and I write them on the blackboard, and then I'll make up a poem about it, and we try to turn the whole thing around in less than 2 minutes. And some of them are kind of funny, some of them are terrible, but they're all quick.
Isn't it amazing, though? You wrote that how many years ago, that first poem, Lemon and Lime?
I hate to think how many years ago, but I was 11 at the time.
But you remember it like it was
yesterday. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know the whole thing, but I won't fill up an animal show with it.
You can come back and do it with me. Dave Crawley is here with his cat and, of course, dog poem books and animalhero.com. He and his lovely wife, Laurel, started that. Lots more still to come, but let's get it all done by starting right now.
So I had a question asked of me quite often this week. How did I bring Dave Crawley into the Pittsburgh's Talking Pets? And I said, well, it was easy. Alan, your love for pets, we preach all the time how pets make your lives different. They change, they enhance. We feel that it's such an important part of our lives that that's why we really do the show. We want to bring out everything that we could possibly bring out about pets, making our lives better. So with that being said, I know that you, Dave, your wife Laurel, her journey started in India.
That's right, as far as Animal Hero began. It was back in 2005. And she was in India, actually, just to do a little interviewing of people for Ayurveda and other kind of Eastern medicines. But she saw the dogs, the street dogs, and the cats on the street, and just how hungry they were. They were starving, and her heart just went out to them. And about a two-week trip turned into 4 months as she tried to get homes for these dogs and cats. I was telling her, come home, but she said, no, these animals need me and other people. So she actually started. She promised three Indian girls that she met there who really cared about these dogs. She promised them that she would do all she could to try to help not only those animals, but animals around the world. And Animal Hero is our little area that we're trying to make a difference there. And she hopes that people listening, that you will like the Animal Hero Facebook page, and then come on and join the conversation. She's stories about her dog, Sammy, and of course, Lucky Tiger, the cat she found at the hotel.
And with that being said, we here at Pittsburgh's Talking Pets, we're trying to make the change in people's lives. And that's why we got you here. And I'm smiling, you know, from the books to the stories. That's what we're about. And that's why we gave you such a big welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
And I want to bring up on your Animal Hero page on Facebook, the pictures there, you're in quite a few of them, but the pets, I mean, the pictures, they just make you smile. So if we flip there, get on there, like that page, and do what you have to do there, because you're never going to leave.
Yeah, that's what happened. We got people all in six different continents.
Yeah.
We have yet to hear from Antarctica, you know, McMurdo Sound or whatever.
I'll get Rob on that for you.
Oh, okay, Rob, try to get someone down there.
You got a connection there,
Morse
sure.
code. Hey, Lemon Lime, real quick. The very first one that you penned many years ago before you get out of here, because I guarantee you, before I get out of here, someone's going to say, you know, you really should have let him do his Lemon Lime, so let's do it.
Well, this has nothing to do with animals, but as I mentioned, this is my first poem I ever wrote in the fifth grade, and it goes like this. I had a dime to buy lemon and lime so that I wouldn't be sad, but I swallowed the dime instead of the lime, which made the storekeeper mad. Listen here, sonny, I don't think you're funny, he said with a terrible roar. If you want to do that, he said as he sat, would you kindly get out of my store? Well, I started to hick, and I thought I was sick because I began to cough. I coughed up the dime, bought lemon and lime, and left the store and was off.
Fantastic.
The mind of a fifth grader.
Wow. Yeah, and I still have that same mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, that was fantastic.
That was a great gift.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Rob, for pulling that out.
After that, I started writing two-line poems for classmates. My mom would never let me buy ice cream sandwiches at school, which was the only dessert we had, you know, because back then Mr. Tooth Decay was on the and all that. So I would write a two-line poem for one bite of my classmate's ice cream sandwich. If they wanted four lines, that was two bites. And that's the first pay I ever got.
Wow.
I love it.
I didn't report it on my income tax back then.
You know, here's what's amazing, though. When you think about pets and all the joy that they give us, the least we can do is buy this book to read to them. You know what I mean? I know it sounds corny, but goodness gracious, it's all about unconditional love. And that's exactly what pets give us every single day.
They have easy titles to remember, too. Cat poems and dog poems. I used all my imagination on those titles. But well, you know what you're getting.
I like the fact that I'm sitting over here on this side of the studio. Rob's over there. But you two, David and Alan, so close to each other with what you two have in common with that, the passion for the pets. It's just amazing. It's
yeah,
amazing.
I admire what you're doing, too, trying to find homes for these pets that...
Well, thank you.
The ones that nobody, I guess, decided they didn't want.
Right, and we do the ones that, not to burden a shelter, but we also take some that are on death row, so to speak, at the shelters when we have room, and I get them readopted as well.
That's wonderful.
It just seems like people... You know, the shelters do such a great job, but some people just can't mentally go into them. So if they come to us, they're more apt to adopt with a dog like that. So it's we try and do a twofold deal.
Yeah, and what Laurel tries to do on the site, too, is try to influence spay and neuter programs.
Absolutely.
To, you know, try to... So there aren't
we
many.
Advocate that. And as a matter of fact, our vet gives them a 50%. If they get the dog from us and it's not already spayed or neutered, which some are, fortunately, he'll give them a 50% discount to try
wow.
and help entice that. And that's a big savings.
And you'll have a friend for life in the animals.
Absolutely. And it's healthier for them to be spayed or neutered as well.
Absolutely.
When you think about these animals and how long that they're, in most cases, a part of our life, and what they give us every single day, there is truly nothing you can't do that's not too good for your pet.
I agree.
1 minute left in the period, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got 1 minute left in today's broadcast. David, anything that you'd like to say to the folks out there about animalhero.com?
Well, we hope everybody who's listening, who cares about animals, who cares about pets, will go to the page. You just go to animalhero.com, and then you can hear all about Animal Hero Kids, and hopefully you'll go to the Facebook page, like the Facebook page. You can follow the exploits of Sammy, the Golden Retriever, and Lucky Holiday Tiger, the very lucky cat that happened to meow at just the right hotel window 16 years ago.
Could just see it now somewhere somehow in cat speak. How did you know that? I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
And I can talk like a dog. How you doing, Rob? How you doing? Squirrel!
Listen, we gotta go. I don't think I can go on. This is just too much. Thank you so much, Alan Kaplan.
Thank you.
Petland Pittsburgh Mills, you're going up there.
I'm
now?
Going up. I'm all leaving right. here and going up, so come on, say hello.
And to you, David, and everyone at TV2 and, of course, your immediate family for what you do for animals everywhere, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I bought lemon and lime and left the store and was off.
Fantastic.
The mind of a fifth grader.
Wow. And I still have that same mind.
Yeah. Oh, that was fantastic.
That was a great gift.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Rob, for pulling that out.
After that, I started writing two-line poems for classmates. My mom would never let me buy ice cream sandwiches at school, which was the only dessert we had, you know, because back then Mr. Tooth Decay was on the and all that. So I would write a two-line poem for one bite of my classmate's ice cream sandwich. If they wanted four lines, that was two bites. And that's the first pay I ever got.
Wow.
I love it.
I didn't report it on my income tax back then.
You know, here's what's amazing, though. When you think about pets and all the joy that they give us, the least we can do is buy this book to read to them. You know what I mean? I know it sounds corny, but goodness gracious, it's all about unconditional love, and that's exactly what pets give us every single day.
They have easy titles to remember, too. Cat poems and dog poems. I used all my imagination on those titles. But you know what you're getting.
I like the fact that I'm sitting over here on this side of the studio. Rob's over there. But you two, David and Alan, so close to each other with what you two have in common with that, the passion for the pets. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
I admire what you're doing, too, trying to find homes for these pets that...
thank you.
The ones that nobody, I guess, decided they didn't want.
Right, and we do the ones that, not to burden a shelter, but we also take some that are on death row, so to speak, at the shelters when we have room, and I get them readopted as well.
That's wonderful.
It just seems like people... You know, the shelters do such a great job, but some people just can't mentally go into them. So if they come to us, they're more apt to adopt with a dog like that. So we try and do a twofold deal.
Yeah, and what Laurel tries to do on the site, too, is try to influence spay and neuter programs.
Absolutely.
To, you know, try to... So there aren't
so
many.
We advocate that. And as a matter of fact, our vet gives them a 50%. If they get the dog from us and it's not already spayed or neutered, which some are, fortunately, he'll give them a 50% discount to try and help entice that. And that's a big savings.
And you'll have a friend for life in the animals.
Absolutely. And it's healthier for them to be spayed or neutered as well.
Absolutely.
When you think about these animals and how long that they're, in most cases, a part of our life and what they give us every single day, there is truly nothing you can't do that's not too good for your pet.
I agree.
1 minute left in the period, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got 1 minute left in today's broadcast. David, anything that you'd like to say to the folks out there about animalhero.com?
Well, we hope everybody who's listening, who cares about animals, who cares about pets, will go to the page. You just go to animalhero.com, and then you can hear all about Animal Hero Kids, and hopefully you'll go to the Facebook page, like the Facebook page. You can follow the exploits of Sammy, the golden retriever, and Lucky Holiday Tiger, the very lucky cat that happened to meow at just the right hotel window 16 years ago.
I could just see it now, somewhere, somehow, in cat speak. How did you know that? I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
And I can talk like a dog. How you doing, Rob? How you doing? Squirrel!
Listen, we got to go. I don't think I can go on. This is just too much. Thank you so much, Alan Kaplan.
Thank you.
Petland Pittsburgh Mills, you're going up there
I'm
now?
Going up. I'm all leaving right here and going up, so come on, say hello.
And to you, David, and everyone at TV2, and, of course, your immediate family, for what you do for animals everywhere, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.